It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast 121. Highlights from my afternoon show, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on terrestrial radio at Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. This week we're joined by a couple of special guests, actually. We got some really, really good news. If you're thinking about buying Sonic Boom tickets, and you're maybe a little apprehensive because it's been such a wet summer. You know, so much rain. Do you want to buy tickets to an outdoor festival? Do you risk it? Well, really good news in that department. We'll talk with Dave Johnston from Union Events. We were also joined by special guest Andrew from 10 Second Epic. Yeah, former Sonic Band of the Month. They've been out touring. They're back in town, and they've got a brand new album coming out this fall. We'll talk with Andrew as well. It's Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 121. Thank you for downloading.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Alex Trebek chased down a burglar who broke into his hotel room. Yeah, the 71-year-old host of Jeopardy? Man, those old game show hosts are pretty tough. In fact, you know what I'd like to see? UFC 133, Alex Trebek versus Bob Barker. I mean, Bob Barker's way older. He's 87, but he's also a black belt in karate. I'd pay to see that. And genetic engineers in South Korea have created a dog that glows in the dark. Yeah, they claim the gene injected to make the dog glow can be substituted with genes that trigger fatal human diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and may help them find a cure. The weird thing is, in Korea, they eat dog. That'd be like finding out that Hudson sells glow-in-the-dark chicken wings. It's weird, right? And in sporting news, Nikolai Habibulin is off to jail. Yeah, the Edmonton Oilers goaltender, he was convicted of drunk driving back in February and will serve 15 days in an Arizona jail. Now, well, I don't know much about hockey, or prison, for that matter. I do have a feeling Habby's on-ice skills of going down quickly to protect his five-hole may come in handy.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Oh, at long last, Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan are BFFs again. The two reportedly had some sort of a falling out back in 2007, but were recently spotted together at a party hugging. No word on what the spat was about, but given their intelligence, I'm guessing it's something like whether or not the Smurfs are real. And good news, comedy connoisseurs. John Goodman has joined the cast of Community. The veteran sitcom star has signed on for a 6-episode story arc. Goodman will play the vice dean for the air conditioning repair wing of the community college. Uh-oh, and Crystal Harris says she wasn't turned on by Hugh Hefner and slammed his performance in the sack, saying Hef lasted, quote, like 2 seconds. I mean, the guy is 800 years old. You know, the fact that his elevator still goes to the top is impressive as far as I'm concerned. And speaking of broken engagements, Jesse James and Kat Von D have called off theirs. Von D tweeted, quote, I am no longer with Jesse, and out of respect for him, his family, and myself, that's all the info I'd like to share. Out of respect for myself? This is a fetish model with a swastika tattoo who slept with a married man and poses naked for a living. Is this a woman brimming with self-respect?
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, it's Lane Mitchell. I read today that according to a new poll, guys under the age of 34 almost never wear suits anymore. Which I thought was kind of too bad. I don't wear a suit often. I mean, in the winter, they're great. But in the summer, you know, when it's 25 degrees out and you're sweating like a meth addict or like somebody trying to smuggle something across the border, maybe not so much. Do you wear a suit?
I love wearing my suit.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 27. Turning 28 right away.
Okay, and what do you do for a living?
I'm an electrician, so I'm a trades guy, and I don't get a lot of chances to wear a suit, so when I get one, I do it up to the nines.
I'm with you. I don't like wearing one every day. It's a lot of pissing around.
Yeah, like if I had to work in an office building, it would probably be a different situation if I had to wear a shirt and tie every day, but I look pretty good in a suit, and I know it, so when I put it on, I'm a happy man.
Hey, Sonic.
Yeah, it's Benjamin. I actually bought my first suit when I was back in college. It's a nice tailored suit, actually. But that's what started my whole suit collection. And that's when I found out it was actually cool to get drunk in a suit. It's way cooler than getting drunk in regular street clothes.
Yeah, for some reason it's classy. You know, people assume that, you know, even if you're drinking away your problems, if you're drinking away your problems in a suit, they assume your problems are classier.
Mm-hmm. And if you got cufflinks, it's not just like it's a regular suit. It's like, hey, this guy wears suits.
Oh, yeah, French cuffs. That's the way to go, man.
Yeah.
Sonic needs to host a classy party one of these times.
Oh, buddy, a suit party would be awesome.
Oh, suit party. There you go.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Ozzy Osbourne's got a new puppy. Yeah, well, I just dropped 10 grand on an 8-week-old Yorkie rescue puppy named, believe it or not, Ozzy. Yeah, a rescue puppy. I don't know what they're rescuing it from, but I'm guessing it's the world's greatest salesman. A Yorkie isn't exactly an exotic breed. Like, $600 or $800 is pretty common. To pay 10 grand for one with the emotional stability of Lindsay Lohan? Well, that's just stupid. And I'm all for rescuing animals from a bad situation. I'm just saying, I don't think we need to drop 10 grand to do it, do we? And medical news, a young boy in India has set a new world record for having the most fingers and toes. 34 in total. Yeah, the kid was born with 7 fingers on each hand and 10 toes on each foot. I'm presuming the next record they'll go for is the world's longest game of this little piggy. And bad news for ladies who love the excruciating pain of getting their breasts smashed in the mammogram machine. Researchers in South Korea claim they can now detect breast cancer using a breath test. Yes, breath. Now, while it's good news for patients, it does have one drawback. If you're a perv offering free mammograms in the back of your van, it's time to come up with a new racket.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, look who's joining us in the studio. It's Modern Rock's prodigal son, Andrew from 10 Second Epic. How's it going, man?
Is that my title now?
Well, I guess that's what we're going with, yeah.
I'll go with it, yeah.
Yeah, one of our first Sonic bands of the month. You guys have been working on some new stuff. It's actually been quite some time since we spoke. Catch us up. What have you been up to?
You know, we were busy, really busy with the last record. We did a lot of international touring, went to Japan, Europe a couple times. And, you know, for us, it took a while to get down to actually start writing this record. Because we were gone so much, but finally, you know, we found the time, and I agree, it's been too long, but better late than never, I guess.
And so you're back in the city now. You had a chance to take in any of the Capital X and that kind of thing?
Not yet, but, you know, that'll be on the agenda. We haven't had a summer in Edmonton for so, so long, so I'll be honest, my guilty pleasure is just, you know, sitting at home and enjoying being home for once, but... yeah,
are you a rides guy? Do you like the rides, the Midway?
I love rides.
Yeah? Okay, you have one ride to go on. I'm giving you 4 tickets. What are you hopping on?
I'm going to go on, I'm going on the Zipper.
Okay, and what are you going to eat before you go on the Zipper?
Ooh.
The carny food is always pretty good.
It doesn't usually sit well, but the mini donuts are, I mean, they're a classic.
Yeah, they are kind of a classic.
It's a gamble, though. It's a gamble.
It is. Well, you know what they have this year? They have, deep fried Kool-Aid. Have you heard about that?
I have never heard of that.
It's basically, like, from what I understand, it's like Timbits, only they put Kool-Aid powder in them.
Wow. Yeah. They are really getting inventive with this.
Yeah, it's basically like, it's like you walk up to the stand and you give them like $12 and they just give you diabetes. I think it's kind of how it works. But anyway, this album that you got coming up, what's it going to be called? What kind of a release date are we talking here?
We're looking at September 20th. The record's called Better Off. It's going to be, you know, a really great moment for us. We're really proud of this record. We think it's the best we've ever done. You know, probably the heaviest, probably the most rock, but, you know, we're getting older. I think we can handle that. You know, we're not young pups anymore.
Well, hey, thank you so much for dropping by, Andrew. September 20th. Brand new stuff from 10 Second Epic in stores.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.
Kind of a web etiquette question for you. When did it become okay for businesses to start sending personal Facebook messages? Like to sell stuff? Seems weird to me. That just seems kind of wrong. You know, like Facebook status updates, I kind of look at as being... I don't know, kind of like a conversation starter, maybe? Like something you might just blurt out to a stranger at a bus stop? And if you're going up to random strangers and reading commercials into their face, you're going to get punched. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm putting it out there for your protection. you might want to consider that. It just seems weird. You know, like, I love Facebook, but it seems like there's a lot of businesses that have Facebook pages, and you kind of wonder why. Like, I actually drove by a billboard the other day for an insurance company, and it said, add us as a friend on Facebook. Yeah, an insurance company. Like, how sad is your life when you're sitting at home all alone thinking, I wonder what my insurance guy's up to? Let's track that guy down on Facebook. Like, wonder if this quarter's loss ratios are sick. Wonder if he's still cashing claims and taking names. Seems funny to me. Let's keep the personal messages on Facebook for personal. And, you know, if you want to follow a business on Facebook, do that. It just, see, that seems to make the most sense to me. Anyway, if you have web pet peeves, we're chatting about that on the official Sonic Facebook page.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell Podcast.
Good afternoon, the Union.
Dave, how you doing? It's Lane Mitchell calling from Sonic.
Hey, Lane.
What are you, basking in the rain over there?
I am. In fact, I'm hoping that I don't get flooded and float away. I've got my approved Sonic Boom canoe here.
Well, David, that's actually the reason I'm calling. You know, there's been so much rain this year. I think a lot of Sonic girls and boys are hesitant to buy tickets because they're afraid that Sonic Boom could be rained out. Like, what happens if it rains on the day of the show?
Well, I mean, something that nobody really wants to experience. You get ready for a big event, and you want to stand outside and bask in the sunlight and have a beverage and enjoy some great live music, and then it rains. And you have to stand there in a poncho all day long, and it's kind of depressing and sad. And really, nobody wants to have that. We've been blessed in the past couple of years with Sonic Boom with great weather. However, as everybody can tell, the weather this year across Alberta has been a little questionable. So,
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed.
Well, yeah, you'd think, right? But in discussions with our good friends over at Northlands, we are very happy to announce that we've come up with a contingency plan for Sonic Boom. Essentially, we were summing it up as this. Whether rain or shine, you will be dry at Sonic Boom. We're going to be looking at the situation as such. Within 72 hours of the date, if it looks like we might be looking at some questionable weather, we have negotiated a plan with Northlands to be able to move the entire Sonic Boom Festival into the Expo Center. We've figured out a way to make it work, to accommodate what we expect the crowd numbers to be, and to make some amendments and adjustments to ensure that everybody's Sonic Boom experience is as good indoors as it would be outdoors. So no matter what, everybody who has a ticket for Sonic Boom is going to be able to enjoy it and not have to, like, paddle their way to and from the event.
Well, thank you so much. That is absolutely excellent news.
Well, I don't think anybody's ever done this at a festival in Canada, to our knowledge. So, and it just came up that the Expo Center, I don't know if anybody's been able to be in there, it's an extremely large, flexible venue, and it's our good fortune that it's available on Sunday, September 4th. So we're going to try very hard to keep the event outside. I know we've made a lot of adjustments and accommodations to make this year's festival outdoors as great as possible, and we've got what we believe is a great musical lineup. However, we also want to ensure that everybody's comfortable and doesn't have to bring, like, a giant poncho to the show. That said, even if we do end up deciding to keep it outdoors, we do want people to, you know, be prepared. So head over to sonicboomfestival.com, have a look at the list of the permitted items, the do's and don'ts, as it were, so that they're adequately prepared for a day out at Sonic Boom. But needless to say, we're going to try our very hardest to make everybody's day at the festival as easy and as fun, as enjoyable as possible.
Well, excellent. Hey, thank you so much for talking with us. Dave Johnson of the Union.
Thank you very much for your time, Lane.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Ooh, slim pickings at the long weekend box office if you managed to see both Captain America and Harry Potter. You were stuck with either Cowboys and Aliens or the Smurfs movie. I don't know about you, I opted for the Smurfs. Looked a little more realistic. And hey, last week I told you Alex Trebek chased down a burglar who broke into his hotel room. But did you know the 71-year-old Jeopardy host sleeps naked?
Saw a figure in our hotel bedroom, and I put on my underwear and ran down the hall to see if I could find her.
Rewind that for a sec. If you listen carefully...
I put on my underwear and...
Yeah, right there. Somebody heard he slept naked, and they just dropped all their stuff on the floor. I don't know about you, but I think after age 50, we should just glue your underwear right onto your body. And hey, rapper Soulja Boy bought himself a nice little gift for his 21st birthday. A $55 million private jet. Yeah, G5 private jet with custom leather seats, flat screen TVs. Yes, more than one. Not even Oprah Winfrey's jet cost that. And that's saying something, because she's still going to be relevant next year.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.